This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
It's not a loss for the Republican Party. It's a loss for the American people. But I intend to keep my promise to the people of Louisiana to get rid of Obamacare.
That's U.S. Senator John Kennedy right after the so-called skinny repeal failed late last week. There's been lots of post-game analysis since, including criticism of Louisiana's other U.S. Senator, Bill Cassidy, for alleged promise-breaking with his votes. Yet Cassidy's most consistent promise was
to fulfill President Trump's campaign pledges, eliminating mandates and lowering premiums.
The health insurance mandate seems to be conservatives' core complaint. It prompted Republican Representative Paul Hollis's bill in Louisiana's legislature this past spring.
That part that I find most challenging is being forced to buy a product. I think that's unprecedented. And the part of the Affordable Care Act that I like the absolute least is having to pay a fine for noncompliance.
Jeannie Donovan with the Louisiana Budget Project pointed out there is precedent.
I understand that this part of that federal law is very unpopular, but we also have a mandate to buy car insurance if we drive a car.
Louisiana has mandated auto insurance coverage since 1996, with penalties up to $1,000 for failing to do so. Republican Representative Kirk Talbot noted,
states require whether we have car insurance or not. What Obamacare did for the first time was say, just for being alive and being a citizen, you had to do something.
The state bill to opt out of Obamacare mandates failed, but Senator Kennedy says federal efforts will continue.
I'm not going to give up.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.